This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Hawks spokesperson. Good morning, Brigadier, and welcome to Power Talk.
Morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, Brigadier. Brigadier, just quickly tell us about the arrest of, we are told, a former ANC MP this morning.
Well, that is a matter that has been dealt by the Independent Directorate. Sindisiwe Twala will be able to elaborate on that one, although it is our members that were involved, but we don't want to complicate issues. So Sindisiwe Twala from the ID will be able to give you details of that case.
Why is that the case? Why is it being held by the IPED?
You would know that there was a proclamation made. The Independent Directorate is responsible for all the cases or at the the commission. So they are the ones who are dealing with those cases.
So they are the one who are dealing with those cases, with cases relating to the State Capture Commission of
Inquiry. Yes.
But is this the same case for those who were arrested yesterday?
No, this is totally something different. We were dealing with the Free State issue. So that is what we were dealing with yesterday. So this one is totally different from what we were working on.
So this one is not related to that at all?
It's not related at all.
Okay. And then in terms of those who were arrested yesterday, I'm told, I think the last update that I saw was that, was it five people who were arrested?
It's six people that have been arrested so far.
Yeah.
The seventh one, well, we're trying to get hold of him. We have already touched base with his lawyer. So the team is busy trying to convince him to hand over, to hand himself over. So we are hoping that before the end of today or anytime soon, he will do that.
Mm. Why is there negotiation around that?
Why can't you just come in and
arrest him?
That is what we were doing yesterday. We were hunting him down yesterday. We could not get off him. His phones were off. His lawyer did contact us, but now we are really, really not impressed with the way they are dealing with us. So what we've given an instruction that he needs to be arrested as soon as possible. There's no need for us to negotiate because there is a warrant of arrest that has been issued against him.
Yeah. Because this was something similar, I think, with one of the other people who later handed himself over in Centurion, if I'm not mistaken, who also evaded. Yeah.
Yeah, no, we had to hunt him and we managed to get him in Sunnyside.
You managed to get him in Sunnyside?
Yes.
And this particular one who is now still on the run, do you know where he is?
Yeah, we know. He's in KZN. He's around Richards Bay. He might have moved to other areas, but we know where he works. We know his address. Yesterday when we got there, I think there might have been a leak, and I don't want to speculate about the hire.
Sure.
There might have been a leak that we were coming after him, so he evaded the arrest. So for that mere fact, we then managed to get hold of his lawyer and gave him the lowdown, exactly what we wanted. But now they're trying to negotiate with us. I don't think there's time for negotiating because the law states, stipulates clearly that he needs to hand himself over. And I think if the more he delays, I think when he tries to apply for bail, if they attempt to do that on Friday, it will be very difficult for him to get bail.
Okay, and then just the final one, the former MEC of housing in the Free State, Musebenzi Zwane, is the Hawks investigating him at all?
Look, there are cases that are running, and I wouldn't want to mention people's names.
Yeah.
There will be a lot of cases that you'll be seeing coming up, high-profile cases, as you would normally put it. So you should expect a lot of arrests coming in the near future.
High-profile cases, including former ministers?
Well, we can say that those are high-profile cases. These are government, senior government officials, so that is how we can put it for now. As to whether they are ministers or whatever, it's something that you guys will be able to see for yourself.
Okay, and when should we expect those arrests?
Well, they are coming. Just a matter of trying not to pressurize the MPA. We need to make sure that everything is ready. And once they are ready, then we can be able to execute those arrests.
Okay. So just a final one. With the six that have been arrested and the seventh that you're now looking for, you believe that the Hawks have a watertight case against them?
We have. We have a really watertight case. Remember, we were collaborating with the SIU. So we were making sure that we cover all the bases. So we are very much happy with the progress. And at the same time, this investigation does not necessarily mean that that's the end of it. There's still a lot of leg that is coming. And I'm sure that the NPA will be making announcements tomorrow.
Okay, thank you so much for that. That is Brigadier Angwani Mulaudzi, Hawks spokesperson. So as you've heard, they're now looking for the seventh suspect in relation to the multi-million rand asbestos tender. This is now in the Free State. And also considering that you could have more senior officials being arrested. Apologies, we're a bit late for Power News headlines.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.